Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Ye. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office. You know, Babylon is like that land that we're gonna leave one day. Some of us gonna get promoted, some gonna be fired. Everybody gonna be happy. Come on,
check it.
Well, let me reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes, all gather, all rise as we gather around the water coolers as we discuss our exodus and all the things that Egypt's still doing to us. And Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. Been here over 20 years, no knowledge for me to grow. This harsh fools, the kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon, keep some downsizing. Man, I found a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my co-workers getting mad at me. Found wisdom, knowledge, and integrity. Try to get my people out, but all they do is laugh at me. They just little lamb getting led to the slaughter while the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders. Gotta leave the job before it sets on fire, cause we got weed priors and be my desire. So, my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about
new cars, new frames, no doubt. Her watch and chain, but
they don't really know about
new employer, 2 week notice. I'm a man, Gomorrah. It's the land of idolatry, wickedness, and quiz. In 2 weeks, you notice that I ain't here. They try to convince me and say that the job I get is better, whatever. My king provides for me through any endeavors. I took my stony heart and exchanged it for meekness. So everybody try to take one kindness for weakness. They feel convoying, saying you ain't gonna do that. Give him a couple months and he'll be right back. But I don't argue with no fool. Keep my demeanor strictly cool. Maybe you'll understand. And if you just follow by the rules, insubordination, the reason you stuck in the same station. So praise the mighty Yah, watch your wicked star decaying. But it's coming from me, so you know they gon' ignore it. Ignore it, it doesn't matter what day they'll meet my applause. Because my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about Yah.
New cars, new frames, no belt, home watch and chain. But
they don't really know about
Yah. Who's this, who's that, what's that, still crack.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, all we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yahweh is the only savior, and not just of Israel. Yahweh is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for another opportunity to come before you with his great, holy, and exalted words. Tonight, we will primarily deal with the various questions that our people have across the country and the world. And all you have to do is send your questions to us by the way of YouTube, Facebook, Internet, however you want to send your question, and we will address it. You can also call us if you give me the call number. Call in on our blog talk line. Also, to ask questions as well. Should be a call in number. That is the call in number. 347-838-8963. And when you call in and you're interested, you have to press the number 1. We will see that you're there, and we will get your questions on air. And while we have a little time before people begin to send any questions they may have, whatever question that you have, we will address it. But before that, I'll just share a little knowledge of what we may be dealing with next week. Next week, we'll be dealing with a couple various different subject matters that's very, very vital to our community. One of the subjects that we'll be dealing with is health and wellness according to the scriptures. Many of our people find themselves very sick today, with all kinds of ailments. And Yahweh say we will be afflicted with many diseases. But Yahweh also have remedies for these sicknesses in the scriptures. And you don't hear a lot of people talk about these remedies, but we're going to bring them to you. We will talk about health in general, and we're going to talk about health according to the scriptures. And I'll give you a little taste of certain things that we will be bringing out concerning health. And another thing that we'll be dealing with also next week, we'll be dealing with relationships as well as childbearing. Two other important things in our community. So mark your calendars for next week. But let me show you a couple very important things about health. When we look at health, the way we look at health today is not exactly how Yahweh see health in the scriptures. For the most part, we see health from the lens of our enemies. And we got to stop looking through this lens. This lens is very deceptive. It's very deceitful. You got to look through the lens of the Most High. And watch this scripture. I'm going to show you a scripture and tell me if you even consider, if you even thought that this can help you with good health. In the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, watch what it says. I want you to read this. Proverbs 16. Watch what this says. I just want to see if this something watch this. We're going to start in the 21st verse. And I'm going to show you what verse. All these verses are good. But I'm going to show you which verse is the most important verse that I'm attempting to convey to you. In Proverbs 16, it says, in 21, the wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Because when you wise in heart, when you are prudent, your lips really do increase in learning. And the more they increase in learning, the sweeter they become. And watch how sweet your lips become. Watch what it says. Understanding. And what is understanding? Understanding is a spirit. And according to the scriptures, understanding is to depart from evil. Watch what it says about it. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that has it. But the instruction of fools is folly. So if you want the wellspring of life, why do you think people are not running to get understanding? And the reason they're not running to get understanding is because understanding is to depart from evil. And who's running to do that? Watch what it says, the 23rd verse. We're talking about health and wellness, just giving you a glimpse of deep dive will take in this. 23rd verse. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. That's where we started. The sweetness of the lips increases learning. Now watch this. Show you how sweet your lips become. Show you how you add learning to the lips. And how the heart of the wise teaches his mouth. This is how you know. This is when you know that you're going in the right direction with your health. Watch what this says. The 24th verse. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb. just like sweet lips, just like the heart of the wise that adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And who don't want healthy bones? Who don't want a sweet soul? Today, little do people know the very hard words, the grievous words that they use is also part of the problem with your health. All you got to do, ask yourself, when a man gets sick, do he get happy or do he get angry? Do he get bitter or do he get sweet? But when a man feels good, a man feels healthy, you're going to see a smiling man, a laughing man, and a man ready to rejoice and praise the Most High. And why? Because the pleasant words that he used, they like honeycomb. Honeycomb, the real honeycomb, not this box of cereal that's making everybody sick, that's called honeycomb. That's no honeycomb at all. Ain't no honey in that at all. That's some dry cereal that's contributing to bad health. But real honeycomb is where the honey comes from. And the honey is sweet to the soul. But that's how pleasant words are. Health to the bones. And our bones right now are real fragile. Because we talk hard about one another. We talk hard to one another. We treat each other hard. And we develop hard heads, hard hearts, and stiff necks. But Yahweh, he wants a neck that's ready to bend, a heart that is soft, and one that is full of good health. Show you how this understanding, show you how these words, show you how this wisdom will bring you good health. Watch this in the book of Proverbs 3. That's why I said, who would understand it? It said, I got to read that again. It said, understanding is a well spring of life unto him that has it. That's a sign of someone who's healthy. Got understanding. They know where to turn. It don't mean you won't get sick. It don't mean you won't become unhealthy, but it does mean when you have understanding, you know what, who, and why, where you must turn. Look in the Proverbs 3. I want you to see this. And let me know if we have any questions. But in the book of Proverbs 3, and we're going to start reading. Watch this. Fifth verse. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. And little do people know, when they lean to their own understanding, it brings about bad things. Watch what it says. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Why? Because you continually acknowledging him. Me and my beloved brother working out, and we can bread with each other. And we thanking one another, but at the end of the day, we realize that we don't even have to thank one another. Everybody wants to be, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't even have to thank one another. All we have to say is praise Yahweh. And why? Because that's who the thanks go to anyway. Somebody give you some. Praise Yahweh. Give somebody else something. Praise Yahweh. We don't have to acknowledge ourselves in any way. We just get a praise to Yahweh. And once we do that, we let Yahweh do the promoting. We let Yahweh do the blessing. We let Yahweh do the giving. Just give him the praise. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall. Now, wise in your own eyes, fear Yahweh and depart from evil. And what is it that you have to do to depart from evil? That's the very definition. We let Yahweh, the very definition of understanding. The very definition of understanding. When you do this, a verse. It shall be health to your navel. My goodness. If we are sick people, and we are, why aren't we running to understanding? Why aren't we chasing down wisdom? Because our health depends on it. Furthermore, just preparing you for some of the things that you may not have known, never even heard of. Nobody never taught you. In the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. And here we're talking about health things, and we haven't read nothing about one herb, one green leaf, one plant, one tree. Now you are next week. You're going to hear a whole lot about plants and trees and the green herb and so forth and so on. But right now, we're just talking about health and wellness, period, overall, what you have to do. For in the book of Proverbs 4, watch what it says. We're going to read the 20th verse. And let me show you this verse. I love this verse because we're going to start at 18. Because I taught this, and I just wanted the people to see this one more time. For it says in the 18th verse, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more into the perfect day. And you want to shine. And not only do you want to shine, you want to know when you're not shining what you're looking like. And watch what it says. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not in what to stumble. Look what it says. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? Why do this? And it's going to tell you in the 22nd verse. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. How many of their flesh? All their flesh. My goodness. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. What is? The words of the Most High. You notice it said, one of my beloved brothers called me and asked me, he said, man, in the book of Proverbs, it always talking about my son. My son. Or is this and no, what this is wisdom speaking to the sons of man. This is wisdom. That don't